This podcast is sponsored by audible.com.au. There are over 150,000 audiobooks available for you to choose from. Choose from books based on legends like Michael Jordan, The Life. Educate yourself with The Last Headbangers, NFL football in the rowdy, reckless 70s, the era that created modern sports, and see a different side of sport with Brand NFL, Making and Selling American Sport, and many more. Get your first month free at audible.com.au/WootenY.
Now here's your hosts, Woot and Why.
Welcome back to the Woot and Why Show, episode 64. How are you, Josh Why?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's pre-season action's back.
It is. It's back on. Football!
Football is here.
It's showtime.
It's here. It's here. What's been happening?
Not too much. A lot of fantasy football preparation.
Watching draft last night.
Yeah, we had an exciting draft. That's Reality Sports Online, so that is contracts and
salary caps. And
yeah, it's a bit different than the normal redraft and things like that. Yeah, but very exciting stuff.
Any players you particularly wanted that you got?
The only player that I went really hard out to get, I think, was Frank Gore. That I was just not
You had a
bidding
war with myself over. I gave up at the end.
Yeah, thanks for that.
No dramas.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I couldn't handle the cap figure on it. I just didn't have enough cashola at the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was good, though.
It is good.
Enjoying myself.
Next week, we're starting our Pick the Lions podcast under our Woot and Why umbrella.
Yes.
So please check that out. We did talk about it on Twitter during the week, so go back and have a look. Jake from Top Better will join us at the start of the podcast just to briefly give us a lowdown on our arrangement with Top Better in regards to the NFL tournaments and how they will all work, and then we'll jump straight in to the over-unders of each team.
Very exciting stuff.
We won't be going on gambling too much in that episode because it's just over-unders, whether you choose to invest on the over-under on specific other gambling institutions, whatever number they set. We're just using Vegas odds. It's a good way to preview the season or each team's season. So that's pretty good. There's talks maybe we might YouTube that one.
YouTube?
How's that sound?
You like that?
How's that sound?
Sounds pretty good
to
me.
We just put one of those. What's those the current affair face things over my face? The blurb. Yeah, just put a blurb about the show over my face.
That'll work.
Yes. So that's it. So that's coming up next week, and then the following week after that, we will do some prop bets, and then after that, we'll be previewing week one. It's that.
How close is it?
Oh,
it's so close.
I'm excited. I can feel it in my loins, bro. I can feel it in my loins.
Eagles and Philly. Eagles and Philly. Philly and Indy.
Week one.
Week one, preseason.
Action Monday morning. I'm so relieved it's on Monday morning because I can actually watch the whole thing.
There you go.
And it's really good for us because it's preseason, and for having a game at 3 a.m. It's like preseason training for us on how we get up, how we set everything up, what cereal we want to choose to eat.
Which is
Milo cereal.
Lucky Charms.
Oh, that's also a wise choice, but we're in Australia, so I'll represent the Southern Cross here and go with the Milo cereal.
I'll have Vegemite on Weet-Bix then.
Oh, solid. Are you making moonshine with Vegemite?
No, I shall not be doing that.
Also next week, former ESPN fantasy analyst Chris Harris will be joining the show. How good is that?
How exciting.
That's going to round up fantasy month here at Woot and Why. So we've had a huge array of guests that we're really thankful for coming on. Neil Dutton came on, Laurie Horish from Fox Sports. By the way, with Neil Dutton, UK End Zone with Neil released a fantasy draft pack. Check it out. We did retweet it this morning. We also had Sigmund Bloom from the Football Guys, Rumford Johnny from the formerly of the Rummy and Ray pod. He's stepping away from that, so that's a bit sad.
Yeah.
But keep following Raymond Summerland in regards to that. He'll have guests on a regular basis. And then today's guest, Matt Waldman, which will be in a separate episode because we just chatted all day to Matt.
Yeah, it was great. We didn't want to stop.
No. We can't stop. We won't stop. Miley Cyrus, 2014. All right, so...
yep.
Our first newsletter will also be next week. Sorry, I know there's a lot of housekeeping, but we just need to get the word out there for everybody. And it'll have all the details of our numerous competitions and fantasy leagues that we are running. They've already been set up on ESPN, so if you do have an ESPN account, just search Woot and Why Show on the NFL Pick'ems, College Football Pick'ems, and the Eliminator Challenge for our leagues. They're free entries, so join.
Yep.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
There's no association between Woot and Why with ESPN. We just found that a lot of people have accounts with ESPN already, and we just found that's the easiest way to...
I think it's the easiest way. ...to run the competition. Yeah, and I think a lot of our fantasy leagues will be run on NFL.com. We may have a couple on ESPN as well.
Yeah.
But we're just choosing the ones that we think's the easiest for our listeners and ourselves, so no affiliation there with ESPN.
Yeah.
And when ESPN releases its Gridiron Challenge Leagues, we'll also set one of those up. So keep an eye out. But we will send all the links to those that have tweeted us and have joined our mailing list. It's all being prepared. And we'll also have details of the top better tournaments with some promo codes and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so if you sign up for the newsletter, don't think that somehow your email's gone to our spam box or anything.
Yeah,
it's coming.
It's there, and we've got it all, and it's going. So we've set up a way to do that. So it's going to be really good. So yeah, email yes to rootandwhy@gmail.com, and we've got some great bold predictions during the week. Listener Tim suggested hashtag WWBP, Woot and Why bold predictions. So doesn't take up too many characters, to the point.
How simple and easy.
Why did we not think of that? Thank you, Tim.
Well done, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Stay golden,
pony boy. All right, and I found a name for our league. Balls v. Moneyball.
Balls.
Do you like it? Because you need balls to make really good bold predictions. I think it's a work in progress, but that's what we're going to call it right now.
All right, then. Yep. It could move up my, we'll say, name rankings.
Okay. What about money balls?
We're losing it now.
Okay. But anyway, so please tweet us your best bold predictions. As I said, remember, the best doesn't necessarily mean the boldest or the most outrageous. So, you know, be clever with it. Think about it. You can send multiple ones, but don't clog it up with 100 of them. But, yeah, the best ones will go into this league, and you have to take on our buddy Nixon, who, as we said last week, we don't know if he's a genius or a...
Madman.
Or a mad genius, evil genius.
He's pretty much the Chip Kelly of fantasy. Should we go that far? No.
I think you're drawing a very long bow. Very long bow. And then our last little bit of news, you heard at the start of the show, audible.com.au/rootandwy. Get your free audiobook. We had a tweet from Ryan Finance during the week, and he agreed with me. The Michael Jordan, The Life book is sensational. It's about 13 hours of just Michael Jordan greatness. It's...
The most convenient thing about this is just like a podcast, you can just put it on your car.
Oh, anywhere.
I know.
Oh, I sit down, I'm going to bed. I'll just put it on, and then you just, if you fall asleep, you just find back to where you were. You rewind it and start again.
Takes two seconds.
So for me, it's just like... Are you not entertained?
It's not like a cassette.
No. Oops. You're not walking around with a Walkman.
Yeah, I know. It's like you have to take it out.
You honestly click on audible.com/rootandwhy, you hit download free audible, click Michael Jordan The Life, and it's there. And you got it. It's sensational. All right, let's get into it. There's a lot of news. We'll start in Houston with the debut of Hard Knocks. It was the J.J. Watt show. Have you watched it yet, sir?
No, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit down that I haven't gotten around to watch it. Okay. It's been downloaded. I'm going to say legally. It's been downloaded.
I downloaded it from a website that runs with Alright Hey, and I downloaded it very early on, and I was live tweeting my reactions to it, and people were like, oh my God, how are you getting Hard Knocks? They were just like... Going nuts over it, and I was just like, "Can you Castle? I'm watching Hard Knocks, and you're not." But yeah,
I've had a very busy week. Haven't had a chance to watch it.
Yeah,
that's on my plan today.
For me, J.J. Watt, we know he's an incredible athlete.
What?
Apparently, shock horror. you should have hit it.
What?
Oh, okay, wow. That was a really, really bad joke. But he stayed back to like 10:30 some nights training. I don't know if he's doing that because the camera crew was there or if he just legit does that. I think he does.
It's probably just really early in the morning and he's just...
I know, it was 10:30 and then there was still people waiting to get autographs when he left. So he finished training at like 10:30 and then signed autographs at like 11. It's crazy. Bill O'Brien has some mouth on him. Dropping F-bombs consistently. He's really entertaining. The opening sequence, he basically called the Houston Texans the gutter of the NFL and that no one respects them and that they need that to change. They need their mentality to change.
I think he thought he was
coach. And he was telling that to his coaches.
I know. I think he thought he was coach of the Titans for a second. But, sorry, Titans fans. Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins has no chill. He absolutely destroyed D'Angelo Hall in a crazy play. And
I saw a clip of this. Yeah. Wow.
Hopkins
is exciting.
That's all I remember D'Angelo Hall now for, and that's bad because he's not a bad player, but he is a bit of an old timer now, a bit of a has been. But then D'Angelo Hall tweeted something about taking shots at DeAndre, and then DeAndre quoted the tweet and was like, "How's your surgery? How's your treatment going?" And I was like, "Oh my god." Vince Wilfork, I could watch that guy all day.
AD all day.
Vince Wilfork is thoroughly entertaining. I think he's the hidden gem in Hard Knocks. I think the show would have wouldn't have been as good without Wilfork. So I really appreciate it. And Kevin Johnson seems like a really cool dude. We liked him coming out. I remember when we spoke to Josh Liskowitz about Kevin Johnson in the lead up to the draft. He was sensational. All right, we'll move on to some other news. Geno Smith was sucker punched by IK Enempale. Jets locker room over a dispute involving $600.
What a Jets thing.
That is so Jets. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, how do you watch that?
They stink. Yeah, I woke up and I was like, broken jaw. Wow. He must have got sacked hard.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, and it was annoying because all the lead up to it was Geno Smith looked really good in camp. You know, this is the journalists were saying this is the step. He's going to be a leader now. And then afterwards, it's like, you know what? Geno is partly to blame for all this. He's an immature guy, and now it's starting to leak out how much maturity he lacks.
And there's a lot of sources coming out and saying how he just has he just doesn't have the respect of anyone
in the locker.
Yeah, so I mean that's one of the most difficult things. We don't see that, so it's hard to judge. And we think, you know, everything may be all right, but all the players may just think, you know, this guy isn't worth fighting for.
Yeah, you hear that about Jay Cutler in locker rooms.
Yeah,
that keeps coming out as well, and it's tough because we're sort of still hanging on as Geno believers, and we're sort of still lingering as Cutler believers, but I'm just slowly, like, losing my interest in both. It's starting to die for me.
But the quickest way to get respect is to win. So, I mean...
Yeah.
If, Geno and Jay both start playing well, the respect will
that's
be there.
That's right. What about the Bills claiming Enempale off waivers from the Jets? Rex is a glutton for headlines.
Even just, in the interview, it's just like, imagine. He didn't have anything. He just kind of just felt like, I'm just going to get one back on the
Jets. Imagine if Rex was a coach in the NFC East where you have Chip Kelly, Jerry Jones, and Rex Ryan. It would just be constant news every day. Just imagine being the beat writer for that division. You would struggle with the workload. Love it.
Yeah, where the AFC South just...
Nothing.
Quiet.
Nothing but net from Andrew Luck. But what about Ryan Fitzpatrick? Now, this is crazy. You ready for this?
Hit me up.
All right. Is he a Harvard witch doctor? Who knows? But this is his record with first seasons with each team. The Rams. Bulger and Martin both injured in week 11. Fitz starts 3. Bengals. Palmer injured most of the season. Fitz starts 12. The Bills. Edwards injured... Fitz starts 9 games. Titans, Jake Locker injured. Week 4, Fitz starts 9. And then the Texans start season as quarterback 1. Mallett takes over, then injured after 3 starts. Fitz is quarterback again. And then the Jets, Geno's punch in the face, Fitz is the starter in the preseason.
Whoa.
I love again? That. Yeah. But, like, seriously, that's crazy. It's got some voodoo dolls or
if
something.
If you're a starting quarterback in the NFL and Fitzpatrick is your backup, you just...
Dear Ryan walk Gregson.
Walk on eggshells.
Please do not sign Ryan Fitzpatrick when Matt Hasselbeck retires at the end of this year. Sincerely, Colts fans. It's crazy. It's nuts. Speaking of retirement, oh, how about that transition? Steve Smith announces this will be his last season. One of the best characters in the NFL. We love him.
Ice up, son.
Ice up, son. Ice up. What about that? Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a... He has it all, and he has the character that will, you know, the Hall of Fame...
You just want a speech from him at the Hall of Fame. You just want him. We're not going to talk about this too much about the Hall of Fame chances. Chris Wessling wrote a really good piece on around the NFL about Steve Smith, and he's done a thorough job on it, and I could not agree more with the points that he made, so... Please check that out. I really recommend it. All right, some good news for Colts fans and for T.Y. Hilton. He signed a 5-year, $65 million extension that includes $39 million guaranteed. Hilton was owed $665,000 this season, so the final year of the contract is signed. So basically for the next 6 years, that salary average is about $10.8 million per season, which is about the same as Randall Cobb and Jeremy Maclin. But then if you discount the 665 he's earning this year, it's about 13 mil a year, so just under the 14 that Dez and Demarius get. Thoughts on that?
If you have something good, you keep it.
Yep.
You know, at kind of whatever cost. I mean, Luck and Hilton, you know, they have a chemistry that's kind of...
You never give up. Bring it all back.
I can't... We need some new drops, I'm sorry. You don't mess with that. It's kind of like you pay the quarterback, and if that is his number one weapon, and he's comfortable, and he's got, you know, a great chemistry that's nearly unrivaled, pay him.
Yeah, and we tweeted this, and it was my firm belief that you're essentially paying for Andrew Luck to T.Y. Hilton combination, which, when you look at Dez and Demarius outside of their quarterback situation... you know, what's Demarius got next year outside of, if Peyton comes back from where you've got Brock Osweiler to Dez? Would you rather Brock Osweiler to Dez, or would you prefer Andrew
to
Luck?
Demarius.
Demarius. Or would you rather Andrew Luck to T.Y. Hilton? And then when you look at the Cowboys with Romo's back and things like that, who knows how many more years he's got left. So you're essentially paying for that Luck to Hilton combination, and I think that's... It's great, but when you look at it, he is getting more than Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb probably deserves either Randall Cobb's underpaid or T.Y. Hilton's a little bit overpaid. I think Cobb's underpaid. And Jordy Nelson as well last year. The Packers tend to be very stingy, and players are happy to stay there with Aaron Rodgers, so that's fair enough.
Nelson's just so consistent.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's crazy. But I'm not going to rip the Colts for that decision, and when they sign Andrew Luck and Costanzo... you know, there's your core of players with Vontae Davis for the next 5 or 6 years. All right, some injury news. Alshon Jeffrey was seen in a walking boot. He's considered day-to-day after injuring his calf, and he was seen in a walking boot using crutches. So they're calling it a strain, which is strange. a strange strain. You say that 10 times really fast.
I'm not going
to
even...
We spoke to our resident doctor, Dr. Charles, and he, Dr. Luke Charles, and he said that why not just put in a walking boot to keep it compact and keep it fine.
Yeah, so in other words, don't read into it too much.
No, so it is a little bit concerning because Kevin White's got shin splints, which are no fun at all. I know that from
looking
personal experience.
Looking at it from a fantasy perspective, Eddie Royal is looking
really, really good.
Ripe for the picking.
Yeah, so it's concerning that Jeffrey, it's tough to have a lot of your weapons not playing in games, especially when you've got a new offense with Adam Gase. You want to try and develop that rapport with your receivers under a new offense. So it's a little bit tough on the old Cutlet. Things are a little bit uphill battle for him.
I would just throw it up anyway.
Yeah. Just throw it along. It's preseason. Do what you want.
Do what you want.
Do what you want. Sean Schweesum tears his ACL, and Garrett Hartley signed by the Steelers.
Kicking news.
Kicking it, but why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why right now. It's a big deal. Heinz Field's normally been a graveyard for kickers, and Schweesum in the last 2 years, after struggling early in his career, has been one of the most accurate kickers in the league. For a team that I think is going to be in a lot of shootouts in 2015, relying on an accurate field goal kicker is going to be a pretty big deal. So now you're relying on Garrett Hartley, who could not kick accurately in a dome in New Orleans, is now playing at Heinz Field. Kickers are important. Ask Peyton Manning about Mike Vanderjet.
It's going to be interesting with the increased length of the field goals and things. Extra points, yeah. So, you know, it could all come back to bite. It's no one's fault.
No.
But, yeah, it could come back to haunt
them. It's Schwiesen's fault because he doesn't have strong enough ACL.
Yeah.
Deflategate has been in the news. We'll finish the last bit of news before we get straight into the preseason talk. Basically, we don't want to talk about it too much. We completely skipped over the last 2 weeks because we're sick of the story. But the court basically ripped the NFL on the Wells Report. It also took some shots at Brady in his camp. Every person involved is looking worse and worse by the minute. The only good thing is the Tom Brady sketch. Hilarious. What meme was your favorite?
There was a few. I do like the E.T. one. I just like the picture of Tom Brady's face in E.T. Did you see the artist fired back?
Did she?
She did. She had a go at Pats fans.
I thought the artist was Mr. Squiggle because it was pretty awful.
It is a bit zombie-like.
There was a Walking Dead
It was also on Thriller. It was also on Michael Jackson's body for Thriller.
They're making fake football, like collector cards now with his face. There's the E.T. one with the basket. I wish you guys could see this, but we're... my favourite one was the Screaming Man painting.
I saw that.
Yeah, with the hands and...
We'll tweet these out.
Yeah, we should get them on there. We did tweet that one out, so... Yeah. Hilarious. All right, it's time for some pre-season takeaways. Now, we recorded this before Marcus Mariota's debut, and we spoke to Matt Waldman as well, so... Look, it's only going to be based on the early games, so we're talking, you know, Lions and things like that, Jets, Patriots, Packers, all that sort of stuff. All right, well, let's start with the real MVP of the preseason so far. The real MVP for me is Amir Abdullah. Are you in agreement, or do you have someone else?
No, it was blah 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 blah. Did I stutter? he looked very good. He looked really, really.
He's for real, man.
He's the real deal, man.
He's awesome.
Yeah, no, he is. It's just I'm just still on the Joik bandwagon a little bit.
We do love Joik. This time last year, we were all about Joik, and we were dissing Reggie Bush, but we're telling fantasy owners to avoid Reggie Bush. It's tough when you have a love. You gotta let that love go.
Never letting go of Jay Cutlet.
Never letting go of Joik Bell. No. Seriously, this is what Daniel Jeremiah had to say about Amir Abdullah. He said, the hype is warranted. Vision, quickness, strength, toughness. Perfect fit for the Lions offense. For me, watching that 45-yard run, he actually gained speed making a cut. It's nuts.
He did just seem to get faster and faster each and faster time. As he was.
He should have finished it.
Pardon?
He should have finished that off for a touchdown. But anyway,
see, maybe that's just the rookie in him.
Yeah, it's only preseason. Why risk it? Just lay down and
just take the knee.
You've done enough. Drop your mic. Don't show all your moves, all your arsenal in one run in the preseason. When you know you're going to be a star.
I concur.
Yeah. Also, Zach Zenner was pretty decent in third or fourth quarter, showed really good vision and toughness between the tackles. I really like him. He can play fullback. He's also a receiver. It's tough with the Lions running backs because you've got Theo Riddick, Joik Bell, Amir Abdullah. Will they keep Zach Zinner as a fourth running back, or will they try and sneak him through waivers? If they do, Dallas or Texans will jump all over him.
By the way, how cool is it to have two Zeds as initials?
Yeah. Zoom, zoom.
ZZ Top.
Yeah,
it's cool. Jimmy Garoppolo. System isn't everything.
Nah, Luke. Yeah, he was. It was only one preseason game. They didn't have their starting offensive line or many weapons on the field either. So,
cut him some slack.
Yeah, but being sacked 7 times for 52 yards is not good. You need to release the ball or get it out of your hands, throw it out of bounds, do something.
This spells a big day for Gray and White in the first game of the regular season I can see happening. So, yeah.
You think they're going to run the ball a lot?
I mean, I think they're going to try to take them as much pressure off Garoppolo as they can. They're not going to...
This is provided he starts. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, Lindley. Is it?
Oh, no, I'm talking Tom Brady suspension.
No,
but
I'm,
yeah,
talking,
oh,
I'm
Ryan
talking
Lindley.
Lindley's going to... By the way, Ryan Lindley to the Patriots. That was a... It's a bold strategy.
It's a massive, bold strategy.
Okay. Baltimore's offense post Gary Kubiak would be just fine. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, without the, yeah, post Gary Kubiak, I think they'll be fine. Mark Sessler, what did he?
He came out and said he couldn't imagine a smoother start for Flacco on the Ravens. A 16 play, 18 yard touchdown.
80.
What did I say?
Oh, sorry. He had a, sorry, you said 18, did you?
No, I didn't.
Huh.
I didn't think I did.
Yeah.
We'll go back.
We'll start. Roll back.
16 play, 80 yard. I might have said 18. 80 yeah. yard touchdown march in our first look at the Trestman's offense. Yeah, it did look good. I mean, sorry, I'm going blank. What's running back's name?
Justin Forsett.
Only two touches.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't ease him into it. Lorenzo Taliaferro wasn't hugely impressive in his touches. I think it was like 36 yards in 12 carries. It wasn't. Wasn't too good, but...
Is Flacco elite? Another day.
Another day.
Another day.
Another time. No, Flacco's fine.
He looks good.
Yeah, I like it. And their defense looked pretty good, although it was against Luke McCown. It's tough to judge.
Preseason's tough.
It's tough to judge because they didn't start...
What takeaways? It's really...
It's limited, but like if you can at least see one drive out of an offense, like it's at least a small sample size, but at least you can look at something... Whereas the Saints had Luke McCown, so it's tough to judge how well they run the ball because when you trump out Luke McCown, defenses are saying, "All right, we'll just stack the box and Luke McCown, you throw it."
Yeah.
Like what? We'll just stop Mark Ingram from running down our throat. So Brandon Cooks did make a good play on a 28-yard touchdown. It was a bubble screen. Kyrie Robinson looked pretty good. One of the better backups in the league. And if Mark Ingram goes down, they'll just slot Kyrie Robinson straight in there.
And you yeah.
And Spiller's role will stay the same.
Exactly.
And even if Spiller goes down, Mark Ingram did catch a lot of passes last year, and they could easily ease Mark Ingram's running role and use him more as a passer, and then Kyrie Robinson may get some more touches. So,
and then it just becomes like a 50-50 split.
Yeah, I think if you have a deep league, Kyrie Robinson's really worth a stash.
A stash, yeah.
A stash. All right, we'll move on to some devastating news. Just days after earning a starting job and being voted team captain, Niles Paul missed the season after a season-ending left ankle fracture dislocation. Well, you'd hope he'd miss the season after a season-ending injury. I apologise for my poor sentence structure on that one. But, yes, that was brutally ugly.
Brutally ugly. Considering we're still in fantasy month,
yep.
I had just moved him up my rankings.
Yeah, I like Niles Paul. I rode that train a little while last year when he was filling in for Reed, and he put on so much weight to
help blocking and
help develop his overall game as a tight end because he was a wide receiver. So it was such a concern. And Jordan Reed is injured again. Logan Paulson is now injured. The tight end position for Washington is cursed.
It hasn't looked good for a while. So
no. Not good. All right, we'll move on to Melvin Gordon, who was very underwhelming. We're going to speak to Matt Waldman about him, but we ran out of time a little bit. But wasn't very good. Little stutter steps in the backfield. Sort of, and I hate to say this because I'm a Wisconsin Badgers fan and I love Melvin Gordon, but a little bit of indecision in his running. It made me think of Trent Richardson a little bit, which is annoying because it's preseason game, one drive, but it just... One of those players, I was just like, God, that looks like Trent Richardson.
Yeah, and his goal, and he was vultured at the goal line by Danny Woodhead. So, yeah, that was...
By the way, Danny Woodhead's going to score all the touchdowns for San Diego this year.
He's going to... I still think he's a viable flex option to me. He just... Yeah. He will score points.
I love Woodhead. I regret that sentence.
Moving on. Tannehill was very crisp and confident. In the Dolphins' opening drive.
Yes.
He went 6 of 7 passing, and he went for 56 yards on the night. On 14 plays.
Yeah. 14 play, 85 yard opening drive that went for 8 minutes. Man, that is precision. Bill Lazor is just cutting through defenses with a laser. Pew. Apologize.
You're getting worse.
I know, I'm sorry. But look, seriously, that's what you want. 14-play, 85-yard drive. Tannehill went for 6 or 7, and it wasn't just dinking and dunking. He had some fairly deep throws, and Lamar Miller looked actually really, really good too. He had 3 carries for like 32 yards.
What a surprise.
I know, you've been on Lamar Miller for like 5 years. I don't even think he's been in the league for 5 years, but I'm coming around to Lamar Miller.
I love Lamar Miller.
I'm coming around. So this Dolphins offense looks good.
Nothing. Sorry.
No. By the way, that was ridiculous last night. We added a reality sports online league. There is a rookie draft, 2-round draft. Ajayi went undrafted. So then two guys bidded like $6.5 million for Ajayi on a 3-year deal.
Yeah.
When you could have just drafted him and got him for like $1 million a year for 4 years.
Yeah, it was interesting. I wasn't interested at all.
If you're not drafting a rookie, then why are you nominating one? Unless you have a sneaking suspicion that they're going to be decent long term. I don't understand that. That was bizarre. But yeah, Dolphins looked really, really good. Their defense looked good too. We were a year early on them.
We spoke to Sigmund Bloom about this, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, about what defense to select
to stream,
and he was high on the Dolphins.
Yeah, well, the first sort of 9 weeks or 7 weeks is just crazy.
If you can find a good matchup with the Dolphins, they could be, really good.
Yeah. Is there any other takeaways for the preseason before we hop into our next little news item?
No.
Anything from the Green Bay Packers other than Aaron Rodgers played way too many snaps?
I wasn't expecting that. Wasn't too put off by Hundley. I thought Hundley looked quite calm and composed, which was so weird because coming into the NFL, I thought this guy is going to be a scrambler.
I think we're going to have an affiliation with a Hundley for the rest of our lives because it led us to Colleen Wolf, a friendship with Colleen Wolf. That was the tweet she put up on the draft coverage, and then we got in contact with her and we sent her the food.
He's definitely in our players to watch this year.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't.
No. Oh, we need it. We better put Hundley in our Wooten Y wing.
Yeah, of course.
We've got that. That's developing nice. So we're going to talk about that in a couple of weeks too. I'm pumped for that. So they're under the radar players. Not under the radar, but just players that we really like. Not big names or anything like that. No, there's going to be a couple of linemen on there.
It's not like we're going to go, Rob Gronkowski could have.
He's in our Wooten Y wing.
Yeah, no.
No, you're looking at names like Tyrone Crawford or Olivier Vernon, Sean Smith.
Is it just going to be assumed that Tyler Eifert makes it?
Yes.
Can he just...
I'll have a list right now with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names at the moment. We want to get to 15. So your boy Tyler Eifert is on there. Our boy Sean Smith is on there. Gino was on there, but he's now removed.
Oh, what a shock.
So now there's a hole. That's plenty, we're giving way too many sneak peek previews here. So
that was a jaw-breaking development. All right, moving on.
You got to get out of here. This is crazy. You're so weird.
No. You're really weird.
You're so weird.
All right, the weird web story this week is out of Philadelphia, of course, because, most of the weird web stories coming from Philadelphia this off-season with Chip Kelly in tow.
You and I read this early. We as soon as this kind of came out, this story, we were just like, did you read this? This is hilarious.
I know, we should have done it last week, but it was an action-packed show, and this episode we're splitting into two, so we've got a little bit of time to talk about this. Pope Francis is scheduled to visit Philadelphia next month, and a group of Eagles supporters, who, by the way, are voted by Sports Illustrated as the worst fans in the league by a poll of NFL fans.
Oh, whoa.
Sports Illustrated. Oh, my God. Oh. Anyway, they formed a petition on change.org titled, Have Pope Francis Rub Sam Bradford's Knees. You like my subtlety there with the pause?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Comedic timing. Yeah, so basically it says, so with one of the most religious representatives in the world visiting our wonderful place we call home, how about we get him to bless Sam Bradford's knees during his visit to Philly? This town deserves a Super Bowl, and a healthy Bradford is the only way we'll have a parade down Broad Street. Please sign this petition, and go Eagles, and welcome to Philly, Pope Francis. 4 exclamation marks. I have to note the amount of exclamation marks.
Pope Francis!
Yes.
Yeah, no, that would be... I think his knees need all the help they can get. They really do.
If you believe in blessing, then yes.
Okay, let's put that aside. Everything. Yeah, no, I mean...
I apologise to
can it
hurt? Very religious...
Can it hurt? Unless he rubs them too hard.
What, if he... Yeah. You imagine that. Pope Francis walks up to Sam Bradford sitting there and he just trips up the step and just slaps his knees.
His
or
kneecap
just,
shatters.
Just, yeah, turns That's to glass. It. Just shatters. No, look, it's pretty good. And then Sam Bradford was asked on Tuesday after practice. He says, I haven't seen that. I was told about it. If I got to meet the Pope, I think that would be pretty cool. If he wanted to bless my knees, I'd be all for it, I guess. He said with a stunning smile and great dash of good looks. He is an attractive fella.
He is. Except his photo on NFL.com.
Yeah, he's not good. It does not accurately present the man.
It's hilarious. It's like he's got one eye open, one eye closed.
I'm not saying that NFL.com should change their policy on photos of people, but I wouldn't be opposed to just shirtless photos of all the athletes. No? Okay. Moving. It was sarcasm, please. Will it happen? They've got about 1,800 signatures.
Do they need a certain amount? Or
I don't understand petitions. Like, seems to be a petition for everything at the moment.
There can't be a petition for the Pope to bless something. There can't be, oh, we need 100,000 before the Pope will
or
come
petition
out.
Laws state that we have this amount, so you have to do this. Yeah. Because imagine if there's a petition, we want the Pope to murder Satan. 100,000. Come on, do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. What do you need before someone pays attention? Because there seems to be a political petition.
There was something
every 2 weeks.
All right, don't quote me on this. I can't remember what the actual topic was, so it's going to be pointless. Yeah. But there was something that it required 100,000 votes for it to be.
Is that an Australian one?
No, this was for Obama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, maybe that's... But that's like...
This was to be brought up as an issue.
Yeah, well, that's like in America. Maybe that's the American law. I'm not well-traversed in the American petition laws.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they are.
Can we start a petition to change Australia's petition laws?
Boom! Let's do it. We're freedom fighters here at Wootenwire. We need our own political petition podcast. Just speaking purely about petitions. Everyone can ring up with their petition ideas and we'll approve it or deny it.
When we start doing live shows, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's fine. It's good. There is one petition, though, that we haven't mentioned in a while, and that's bringing the NFL to Australia. Scott does some great work. So, you know, sign that. You know? There you go, Scott. We got your back, buddy. We got your back. All right.
Still in your corner.
Yeah, we are. Anything else on Bradford's knees and the Pope?
No, I want to get into the next bit. It's exciting.
Yeah. I think Sanchez would be a little bit jealous, though, because I think he seems like a very religious person.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think about that.
No, I wonder how that would affect Sanchez. He might just say, look, Bradford's knees are going to be fine. They're going to be healed. What am I going to do? I'm taking my talents up to Buffalo. Reunite with Rex. There's a bold prediction. Hashtag WWB.
Buffalo Bills butt fumble.
Man, imagine if Sanchez... That's a great fantasy team name if Sanchez joins the Bills. Yeah.
BBBBF.
All right, let's go for one of our favourite segments. Blaine is a real
American. Don't draft me, I'm going to have to beat you for the next 15 years.
Okay. Beware of the QB, he will make it Blaine. Blaine is a real American. Leading the fight, let's win tonight. Cabot Watch. Make it plain.
Jim Tom Sula said this week.
Great guy.
Quote, I'm a believer in Blaine Gabbert. I am. Just point blank. End quote. This was via the San Jose Mercury News. Quote, we're building a team in terms of the on-the-field play and the team. Blaine Gabbert, that's a beautiful piece.
By the way, point blank should be the name of Blaine Gabbert's self-titled autobiography. Point blank. My God.
Also,
what is he saying?
Can I just say, another piece of Blaine Gabbert news.
Magic. He's on fire.
He completed a pass to the Australian machine superhuman, Jarryd Hayne.
Love it. That's the peak moment for us as a podcast in the NFL.
If you haven't seen the clip over and over and over and over on any various
news site, Fox Sports,
social media outlet, Telegraph, Vine, you haven't been on social media.
No, exactly. Exactly. But what a peak moment for us. Blaine Gabbert is an icon of this show. Jarryd Hayne is from our hometown, playing in the NFL. He caught a pass from Blaine Gabbert. For me, like, I don't think the NFL can repeat this pinnacle of sport that we've just managed to have this week. I've been smiled ear to ear since.
It's a shame that it just came after the ESPYs.
It could have. It could have easily won.
It would have taken out a lot of awards. Gabbert could have had a dig at Mayweather, etc.
A dream of a world where Gabbert is at the ESPYs.
Yes.
A dream of a world. Make it happen. Make it happen.
Let's start a petition.
Start a petition. Get Blaine Gabbert to the ESPYs. Blaine is a real
American. Don't draft me, I'm going to have to beat you for the next 15 years.
Okay. Beware of the QB, he will make it Blaine. Blaine is a real American. Leading the fight, let's win tonight.
All right, that's the show. Stay tuned for part two of this episode where we speak to Matt Waldman from the footballguys.com. He's also the rookie scouting portfolio. Does excellent work, man. Go to mattwaldmanrsp.com. Follow him on Twitter at Matt Waldman. He's great.
He's terrific. He's so in-depth in just his analysis.
He just covers everything, like, because he does his own scouting for rookies for the draft, in the draft process, and then he uses that knowledge in the way he evaluates players in fantasy football.
Which is a completely different take
on
how other experts around the league do it.
Exactly, and as he said on the show, his whole life is a draft, is drafting, so it's really good to have him on.
And that's the most exciting part.
Yeah, the draft is great.
The draft is the best
part. That's why, like, we talk about, it's great to get values in draft players, but sometimes you want to draft players that you really want to enjoy watching, and that's why when I got Amir Abdullah last night at 6, I really cannot wait to watch Amir Abdullah cheering on.
That's why I am taking Eifert in the first round. I just can't wait. Yes.
Perfect. All right, that wraps up the show. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at Woot and Why. You can follow me personally at JYNFL.
Josh Woot.
At
sorry.
Josh Woot.
Not Jay.
We're on
Woot.
Facebook, The Woot and Why Show, Instagram, NFL Podcast, Redbubble, please. Give us a review on iTunes, and don't forget your bold predictions. Hashtag WWBP.
Anything au revoir.
Else? Au revoir.